This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Nick Vegas is joining us with very important breaking news. But first, I want to air some excerpts of this Mark Dice piece where the public actually believes that plants drink Gatorade or Brondo. Here it is.
So the Brondo appears to be helping the crops grow and is alleviating much of the drought and the food shortages in Africa. Do you think that they should be sending more Brondo over there to help the people get out of the drought?
Most definitely, depending on the way they're using it, because they don't have government set up like here where the government actually helps out the people. Like, the people are mostly fending for themselves, trying to find the resources they need.
Do you think that we should be using more Brondo on the crops in Africa to help alleviate the food shortage and the droughts over there?
Yes.
So they have the right idea using the Brondo to, I mean, it's what plants need.
Yeah.
So any other comments on the Brondo being used in Africa that's helping the crops?
Definitely, if they got it over there, they should get more out there to help them out and get the resources they need to stay healthy and alive.
More Brondo. It's got electrolytes and what plants need. Now, Taylor Swift is on board also. They're going to be doing free shipments of Brondo over to Africa to help alleviate the drought. Do you think that's going to help with the food shortages and things over there, sending some Brondo?
I think anything is helpful.
Anything will be helpful?
Yeah.
Brondo, it has what plants need.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
And
it's great that celebrities are endorsing a good cause.
It's a good cause.
Yeah.
It's to help the poor, you know, people in Africa, just to help them grow more crops, I guess. So the Brondo's got those electrolytes. So you think it's a good move?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just getting people's opinions.
Yeah. Definitely.
Should President Camacho be allow the Brondo to be used on the crops to stop the water shortage and the food shortage over there in Africa?
I mean, definitely, if it's a problem and if people, because I'm West African, so anything related to Africa, I feel, you know, strongly about.
You think that Matt Damon's doing the right thing by putting the Brondo on the crops to help the people?
I mean, if he's helping people, yeah.
Brondo, it has what plants need.
Yeah.
The electrolytes. Do you think President Camacho's doing the wrong thing by trying to keep the charities out of his country?
Well, I don't know a lot about the situation, but based on what you're telling me, yes.
What would you do to help get more Brondo on the crops in Africa?
Well, first of all, what you're doing right now, you have to advertise it. You have to bring awareness to people.
A lot of people don't know much about the Brondo,
that's
guess.
What I'm saying,
obviously.
Like, you have to bring awareness to it. That's the first thing. First thing, bring awareness to it, and then you have to have, like,
some celebrities maybe behind it, like.
For sure. Okay. Celebrities, like, you have to have, me personally, I feel like you have to have, like, every spectrum. Like, a celebrity, that's cool, but not a lot of people can relate to celebrities, even though they look up celebrities.
Maybe like a viral video campaign
with
popular YouTubers.
I'm saying.
To help get the Brondo on the crops.
You want to have every aspect of it. Celebrity, cool. YouTube, cool. The everyday person, cool. Like, I'll break it down to like every group that you can think of. Have them talk about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's going to let the people eat, then, you know.
Brondo, it has what plants need.
Okay.
What do you think we should do to help get more Brondo on the crops in Africa to help people?
We need more supporters.
More supporters?
Yeah, we need way more supporters.
You think maybe like Taylor Swift and Beyonce should get on board?
That would help a lot, though.
There are a lot of celebrities that are on the Brondo initiative. What would you do to help get more Brondo put on the crops?
What I do? I'll just go out and just, like what you're doing right now.
Just raise more Brondo awareness.
Yeah.
All right. To help.
You know, I want to take this piece for the Nightly News and actually cut some clips into Idiocracy so people understand that that's now part of the Encyclopedia Britannica. It's now in the dictionary as well. And that's what we're becoming. And they want us to be idiots. They want us to be a bunch of hopeless morons. We don't show these videos out of enjoyment. This is what liberal schooling, fake liberal schooling, and modern culture has done. A bunch of soft, just dangerously ignorant morons. Because remember, these people vote, and they think the government is their mommy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
John with us in this hour. We're going to open the phones up specifically on all this AI technology that's rolling into the home. In fact, Amazon has its little spy gadget. It's like your cell phone, but it listens to you, it tracks you, and hackers get into it. It takes control of other devices in your house. And somebody gave my daughter one, and I heard her talking to something and a computer talking to her. You know, she doesn't get a cell phone unless when she goes out, you know, stay at a friend's house overnight or a field trip. Let me give her like a flip phone. Oh, but sure enough, I heard her talking to a robot. I'm living in a science fiction movie. I go in there. There's the robot I've been talking about for 6 months that Amazon, Google, Facebook, they're all rolling out where, oh, you don't give your kid a cell phone because, you know, it's the Internet. They can be tracked. Predators can come after them. Hackers, the government. Oh, but now there's all these little cheap things that are $20, $30, $40 and they're in your house. And they're not telling you they're getting a giant gold mine of data on you. And then even Alex Jones's house. I'm getting my daughters ready for school this morning, or it's like camp school. They're off this week. Exercise camp, bouldering camp. And sure enough, I hear a robot talking to my daughter. We're not in Kansas anymore. We're going into 2017. So I want to review some of these technological developments, what's unfolding, what's happening. I'm not against technology. It's that the globalists admit they're piggybacking everything into it. And Dr. Begich has always said, Alex, you're worried about fluoride, and yes, they admit it's meant to lower IQ and lower fertility. You're worried about forced inoculation, and that's bad enough. It's the real threat is digital. It's electronic. It's everywhere. The patents, the carrier waves, what's admittedly going on. Data over power lines through light bulbs, which they admit can, quote, calm you or make you angry. This is going on. This is happening. Government buildings for a decade have been testing light bulbs to calm their staff. They don't even tell their staff that they're being put in a conditioning program. Coming up, I'm going to go over some of the news articles they've come out with, admitting that the goal of the Internet and the goal of these little AI computers that are watching you in your house is social control. I covered that in a special report that aired on the Nightly News on Wednesday night. So what's crazy is everything Dr. Nick Begich talked about 25 years ago, everything I talked about 20 years ago, is now just passe. They go, of course we're watching you. You go get a Samsung TV or another one. It tells you third parties will be watching and listening to you. It actually says. But even 2 years ago, people were like, that's incredible. Or Chicago's paid $20-something million to put up hundreds and hundreds of light poles with cameras and microphones listening to you. People couldn't believe that was real just 5 years ago. Just 6-7 years ago, they couldn't believe when we broke the Stingray systems all over the country, grabbing your cell phone data illegally. Now they just admit it. So we've hit a point where world governments admit it. Total Big Brothers admit it. I mean, it's amazing. Our credibility's going up. They're calling for now censoring us. So I didn't do any pre-interview with Dr. Nick Begich. I know he can go all over the map. The election, the wars, what Obama's doing in his last 20 days, what he expects to happen, and so much more. And at the bottom of the hour, your questions for Dr. Nick Begich on technology, on Big Brother, on anything. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Briefly, because I didn't plug any last hour, and I even skipped two breaks, I shouldn't do that. We've got free shipping through New Year's Day, Christmas extended, and we also have 50 to 25% off hundreds of items, supplements, nutraceuticals, Brain Force, you name it, amazing nootropics. Super Male Vitality is selling out. And your purchase of these products makes what we do here possible. Sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off each purchase. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Or call toll-free. We can answer all your questions. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. That's the number to call and to ask questions or ask about specials or order. The number to call in is 800-259-9231. First-time callers, 800-259-9231 on this Friday. Last official broadcast that we're doing in 2016. I am planning tomorrow night to do a Facebook mention / live YouTube feed on both our YouTube channels and on Facebook. I may even come in to the studio, but I don't want to make folks work. They deserve one day off a year, don't they? I'm worse than Ebenezer Scrooge, but actually he's trying to wake folks up. So, Dr. Nick Begich, best-selling author, researcher, joins us, earthpulse.com. Not a conspiracy theorist. He goes off the patents, off the facts, and let me tell you, we are not in Kansas anymore. One of his best-selling books is Controlling the Mind, Angels Don't Play This Harp, ESP Introduction, and so much more. Dr. Begich, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex. It's been way too long, and it's always great to be with you.
How are you doing? Are you still up in Alaska?
I am, and right now it's about 9:15, and it's still dark outside. We don't get
wow.
The sun for 15, 20 minutes start to rise here.
Where should we start? I mean, I threw a lot of stuff out there. You pioneered exposing this whole plan. I mean, here we are. What are they not telling us about?
Well, you know, I think the idea of convenience is really the sales pitch that we've been sold on virtually all of these technologies over the years. And the fact of the matter is, the convenience, you give up an awful lot. You know, we used to think about privacy as the doorway to our home. Today, it's our digital doorway, which means we really have to look at what is being collected. All of these devices, all of this convenience, is about cataloging information on people. We wrote about this 16 years ago in the book Earth Rising, the Revolution, talking about what was coming in terms of surveillance and technologies. And at that time, many don't remember, but in Great Britain and London, you had no presumption of privacy no matter where you went. They had cameras on every corner, microphones on every corner. New York was headed that way back then. And now we have an entire country believing that is the way to go. And the excuses are violence, terrorism, international drug trafficking. These were things that the military actually built into the programming, if you will, back in the 80s in a publication by the U.S. Army War College that dealt with modern technology and sort of what it was going to do in shaping the future. And at that time in the 80s, they said these new technologies would violate American values, would violate the Constitution. But the military training colleges didn't stop there. Instead, they said, we need strategies to bring this about, and they used the strategy of fear. Fear of terrorism, fear of drug trafficking, in order to screw down liberty and freedom in America. And they have effectively done it. If you look at the amount of column inches in newspapers covering those stories over the last 20 years, you can see the continual build.
And notice they're the ones actually bringing in the unvetted refugees, 80% of military-age men, to create the even bigger crisis.
Right. And when you think about this, the idea, you know, I mean, even look at our southern border. Our southern border, 10% of the adult population has been running away to the United States for years. What are we doing? You know, I mean, we're supporting the closest thing to a dictatorship in Mexico. Yeah, they have elections, if you want to call them elections. But the fact of the matter is, it's one of the most corrupt countries right on our border. We support them. Every time their people try and have a revolution, we suppress it. We get involved in it. You know, we had a revolution a little over 200 years ago. Served us real well. And personally, I believe that every country is in terms has a right to self-determination without interference. And if their population is running away from a corrupt government, what are we doing supporting them? And this happens all around the world. We do this continually, support corruption.
Well, from your studies, and of course, your father, famous congressman, your airplane went down, probably killed, as you've said, your brother, a former U.S. senator, looking at this, who runs it, and what's the end game of the technocracy?
It is about corporations. It has always been about corporations. It is about control and influence. It's about the banking industry. The idea of controlling the economic means for individual people is really the route to a real dictatorship in the sense that we have the sense of an open government. But when you really look at what fuels the government, it's special interest politics. It has always been that way. This election was the explosion I think America needed to go off. A political change that was so profound and so unexpected by the mainstream because even with all the surveillance, they still can't register the depth of the American character, which is when we get burned a certain amount, the revolution begins.
I agree. Let me ask you that question, because you've been talking about this forever, and I don't want to kiss your butt, but you've been an incredible visionary back when I would listen to you in the late 90s on Coast to Coast AM and call up and have you on my own show and, you know, reading your books. Now I feel passe. I guess you feel passe because literally almost everything you talked about has now come true or worse because
right.
You were just going off the documentation. But at the same time, so many people in the system now admit that what's been built isn't good. And what's crazy is it seems like so much of the opposition now is actually within the military and within this whole complex.
I think that's going to be the saving grace, the fifth column of American freedom. People who understand what their commitments are, what the Constitution actually means, and are willing to stand by it and to blow the whistle on corruption. You know, that's what we need more of, not less of. You know, people are complaining about a Russian hack. Maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. But what did they hack? They hacked the corruption in the Democratic Party, for God's sake.
Yeah, they changed the subject.
Right. I mean, the point of the matter is, we've done this as the United States. In every country, in every election in the world, we have so-called national interest, or what are really, in my view, corporate interests. And when we've interfered with elections around the world, people have complained, and we just kind of look the other way and go on with our routine. You know, when you think about American politics, my family's been in it for three generations. And when you look at American politics, American government, it's do something over here, But the real game is on the other
side. Let's talk about the real game with Dr. Nick Begich, the trailblazer, exposing the technocracy for what, 25, 26 years? How long is it?
That's right. It's been about 25 years.
We'll be right back, sir. Stay there.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Hard to believe. I just looked down at the start of this hour and realized this is the last live broadcast I'm doing of 2016 unless I come in tomorrow and do a special transmission. And I'm going to do it, whether it's at a friend's house or at my house or around a campfire. We're going to do where I'm on YouTube with one live feed and sometimes millions tune in, and then also on Facebook mentions. Just an incredible time to be alive, and what an amazing year. Coming up in the next segment that's longer, I'm going to ask Dr. Begich what he thinks it was most important this year and what he's most concerned about coming up next year. But getting back to this big issue that he was starting to hit, while they're diverting us with the beautiful assistant, the magician is doing something with his left hand, the sinister hand. And when we look at this worldwide awakening to nationalism, populism, which is genuine, sure, there's going to be attempts to hijack it, but the globalists are genuinely panicked and scared. And I think Begich was getting to that when he said the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, despite all their AI, all their propaganda, all of it. Their own people now are decompartmentalized because of the internet, and their own Panopticon spy grid is biting them in the butt with their own NSA system. They're trying to change the subject now, saying, oh, it's the Russians. I mean, is that what you're getting at, Dr. Begich?
And, you know, when I look at this, you know, our government has been responsible for kidnapping, torture, extortion, bribery. I mean, all the felonies that are the Class A felonies, right? And this is our government representing us in the world? I don't think so. I think this is the problem. This is why countries are angry at us. It's not the individual citizens. I mean, most people that meet Americans when I travel, and I travel a lot.
Is it fair to say we're trying to exorcise the demon? We're trying to exorcise the rogue element?
I think so. I think that's exactly it. I think there is an element within government that is really solid and good, and there is an element within government that are just the drones for a class of people, the elites. And I've met them. I mean, I know a lot of people in the world, and these folks all have deep philosophical leanings. Once you discover them, you find out where they really are. And unfortunately, the white knights in political life are rare and few between. Occasionally,
do you think Trump's a return of that, or at least archetypally?
I think he is as an archetype. Now, let's see what happens, is my view, because there are huge forces arraying against him. You know, when I look back on what happened 8 years ago in the Obama administration, when he went in, irrespective of what everybody thought he was going to do, he surrounded himself with the same institutional hacks, the bureaucratic hacks that actually run the government. Trump isn't doing that. It's the first time I think I can remember, certainly in my lifetime, where a president has come in and have not leaned into the standard political establishment. I think that's a good sign. There's also some risk, of course. But you know what? This is a country of risks. This is the nature of freedom and capitalism, is we take risks. How big are those risks? Brief branches of government make sure they're not ever too big.
Dr. Begich, you just said something that is so amazing, and you come from a famous Democratic Party family. But your dad was an activist. He really did care about people. He did a lot of great stuff. I'm not going to demonize your brother, but I think he was kind of on both sides. But yeah. The point is that, but I think he was a genuine good person when he was in the Senate. He certainly wasn't one of the bad actors.
No.
But if you pull back from all this, you've certainly been, I mean, purely a good actor, just understanding we're all interconnected. But exactly, I've studied his appointments. They're all renegades. Even when they're from Goldman Sachs or even when they're at ExxonMobil, they buck the system, and that's what he's surrounding himself with. People are spinning it like National Review saying he's already betrayed his base. He's bringing insiders in. No, he's bringing in technicians that have actually been rebels from my research.
Right. I agree with that in terms of what their profiles are. And these are the mavericks. These are people that have an entrepreneurial bent within government that see ways to fix things. This is what's important in government, is creative, innovative, new approaches to changing things. It's not just the corruption in government. We give it nice names. We call them foundations and contributions and all this stuff. But it's no different than a brown paper bag with a bunch of money in it. It influences way too much of government against the average person's interest. And it used to be Democrats talking about the average person's interest. And now it's Donald Trump republicanism, which is different, way different than what the Republican
Party. Sure, just to finish my point, because it's so important, the reason I brought up your pedigree is you're an honest, real, true progressive, not the cancerous type that they, you know, hijacked what you are, the good liberal. And, I mean, you are a guy with a lot of credibility, and you're saying, as a political expert, I mean, a real insider, just from research, you're saying it looks pretty good what Trump's doing. That's what I'm seeing, too. Other people I don't think are nuanced enough, I'm not being arrogant, to understand that. I want to come back and get your take on that, and then other subjects that you think are front and center, and then some phone calls with Dr. Nick Begich. We'll also talk about what's hidden right now, what are they diverting us from, and What is Dr. Nick Begich's biggest concern politically on how they might try to bring Trump and this nationalist populist movement down? We'll be right back. His website's earthpulse.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war for your mind.
All right, we can have Dr. Begich up for like 2 hours. We probably should do that, but actually roll through his books and mind control and the admitted patents and all the rest of it. I know we got loaded phones. People want to talk about AI. There was an article out of The Intercept just a few days ago, and it's got basically whistleblowers from inside Zuckerberg's operation. And it talks about his famously sequestered Palo Alto home where nobody surveils him. You know, he doesn't have these AI devices in his house. And they talk about how we're all going to be these avatars that will be scored on the internet and by government. China already has this. And if you're not a good little globalist, they start lowering your score until you're not even allowed to have a job. So it's a digital ghetto beyond Jews having to wear yellow stars. And they talk about the fact in here that it's meant to control our emotions and our physical behavior, and that the goal with the VR products is to social engineer. Once they're in place, researchers say the psychological aspects of digital embodiment combined with the troves of data that the consumer VR products can freely mine from our bodies like the head movements and facial expressions, we give corporations and governments unprecedented insight and power over our emotions and physical behavior. And then they cannot just have mass programming to predict the future. They can control the future. And, of course, they released this last year, that when Google was founded 18 years ago by NASA and the CIA and using NSA search technology, keyword technology, that the government was in the meetings. In fact, it came out, Google published this, Wired publishes, and said, the generals were sitting around the table, and they said, we already have search engines. Well, what's the point? They said, this isn't a search engine. This is artificial intelligence hooked into billions of users where the AI controls people. This is mind control, General. And then they publish this like we're idiots and don't get it. So we see this arrogance, because no matter how powerful these machines are, Dr. Baggage, isn't the ghost of the machine the fact that a bunch of control freaks came up with this, co-opted technology, and believe it's going to be our downfall when in reality it's blowing back on them? Have they really created something that the humans that you'll talk about are more advanced than the elite want to admit? Well, they're actually scared of it, are about to actually take over, and that AI will just be our tool to go to the next level. Dr. Baggage.
That is certainly possible. You know, the one factor they can't predict in is human emotion, and for the universal human factor, that which links us to the creation itself. And you can't calculate that. You can't put that into a formulation. The idea of screwing down the population, not just the American population, the global population, think about finance controls, controls of money, digital money, which is now starting to take off everywhere. I mean, you got some countries where currency isn't even utilized very much anymore, and you got other countries that have been totally disrupted, like India, where currency, of course, has been taken out of circulation in order to corrupt or not corrupt the system. So what they're doing essentially is taking the things that facilitate free trade and getting those under the umbrella, where all of your transactions, all of your trade, all of your activities become tracked. And from that amount of data, if you say, well, that's a huge amount of data, we can't really do much with it, this is the fallacy, because storing the data is the first element. The second element is sorting it, and the ability to sort data increases exponentially every few years. And we're about to hit the quantum computing side, where all this data will be utilized, and they will be able to profile people so specifically and send advertising and promotion so specifically, it will manipulate and control not just emotional behavior, but take that and use it as the momentum for carrying off social change. We already see it. I mean, we don't even need a digital world to do this in. The media has been has had that tool forever. You know, I avoid the mainstream media because it is the fake news, folks. It is so contrary to what they're promoting. But the last few weeks, I've listened to a couple of things. I listened to CNN for a little bit, and I listened to public radio. And public radio is the panic party for the liberal agenda, because these people are scattered all over the map right now. And what they're attacking are all illusions, from my perspective, and unimportant issues. And when you look at the other side, the CNN side, it's a bunch of talking heads arguing with each other, doing the same thing they were doing during the Trump campaign, still missing the mainstream media, still missing what the average people are looking for. And in the course of this, the alternative media is becoming more of the truth in this country.
So now they're announcing they want to censor us, proving our point that they're total tyrants. Every time in history they try to suppress thought, unless you kill everybody that's educated or wearing glasses like the Khmer Rouge, it never works. In an internet age, they're going to try to censor InfoWars and Drudge. That is only going to make us superstars. The problem is we now see massive denial of service attacks. His server folks telling him, looks like U.S. Right. government attack on Drudge last night. This is their cyber response to who they claim are Russian agents. The bizarre, beyond McCarthyite, McCarthy on PCP, LSD, mescaline, claiming I'm a Russian agent. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, it's crazy.
This is the kind of thing they're gonna do, because in politics, if you can't attack the issues, you can't attack the logic and the rationale, you start attacking the people, and you start attacking their systems. And this is what our government is doing. And they used to call us, you know, one time they tried to villainize people like me, and they gave us the name accumulators, because we could go into the mix of the matrix and pull out all the data and prove exactly what they're doing without ever touching classified material. And they wanted to restrict that? Well, that's called investigative reporting.
That's right. They don't like us reverse engineering because no matter how classified something, even with disinfo out there, we see the manifestation of what they're really doing.
Oh, you can't miss it. And the fact of the matter is you look at how people behave, you know, and how people act, and they say, oh, none of this really matters. It all matters. The programming that is happening right now through the mainstream media and has been happening has conditioned a population to increase violence in young people,
sure,
to a lack of morals.
Well, that's really what you have to know about this elite, right, is they're pushing, dumbing us down to make us more manageable. That's not a real elite. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned accumulators or you know, people that are accumulating data. I remember like 18 years ago when I had NSA folks leaking me stuff, and then I got threatened, and then I had military people come around, and then CIA folks come around trying to recruit me. They said, listen, you could be a great, you know, accumulator with us, and we're really good guys and all this crap. And sure, there might be some good guys in there, but the overall directive is very, very bad. And what I'm trying to teach folks to do, and what you do, is to be able to accumulate data and be a private independent analyst for humanity, yep, real human intelligence against the globalists. They can't stop that.
No, they can't. And, you know, the thing about it is we've always done it the same way you have. You know, it's people who listen to us and support us over the years that have kept us doing what we do. And it's amazing how much information is actually out there if you take the time to do it. And so, you know, you and I both, and a lot of us out there, we're distillers. We take a lot of information in, we package it, we deliver it, but we also keep those sources intact so people can validate, you know, what we're saying. And we have been right. I mean, 99%.
You have been so dead on. It's unbelievable. I mean, do you ever shake your head and wish you were wrong?
You know, here's my view of it is I think it's important to educate people on the issues. But more importantly is we need to recognize our inner strength as human souls to change the game. Every single one of us. Everybody listening to this broadcast today is a force of one that is as potent as you need to be. You're connected to everyone else, everything else. There doesn't need to be a group. It's called.
That's right. It's our actions of how we vote, how we buy, where we go, what we say. All of it has power. They want us to just be programmed to repeat what they say, their centralized message, their control of language. If we just become independent, create art, create literature, create poetry, go outside, love our families, be good people, we will be shining lights in their system, and they can't compete with it.
That is exactly right. And we are created in the image of a creator. We have incredible potential. We need to recognize our birthright and carry it forward and be the force of liberty in the 21st century to recapture the spirit of what happened 25, 30 years ago, and grab that spirit and hold it again, not in the course of violence, but in the course of clear, logical thinking, and don't let the elites take us down. The opportunity to create change and to find alliances between people. Look for the common ground that changes the world, because the elites, their common ground is to crush us, to take away the human spirit, and to make us the drones of the 21st century. That is not what we are. We are those lights that Alex was just talking about. We are the light for the change that happens in the world by stepping into what we know to be right and true and acting in a good way, a responsible way, a caring way, and the way that we were created to act as human beings.
Wow. I mean, don't pause or I'll jump in, Doctor. And the reason I jump in so much, and you do too, this is exciting. And we're not like pre-programmed. We didn't do a pre-interview. We probably haven't talked in about a year. And we're on the same page because we're looking at the same reality. And it doesn't mean we're perfect, but what we're seeing is a lot closer to common sense and reality than what the false purveyors of disinformation are putting out. And I got to tell you, I'm very optimistic. There's a lot of negative stuff happening, a lot of bad things happening, but that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger if we're aware of what's happening. What are some of the biggest things on your radar?
I would be watching the elections in France and the Netherlands in the spring. The French population is pretty anti European Union right now. The same is true with the Dutch. The immigration issues are crushing them right now. I think those elections coming up in the spring could turn the tables on the EU and make the Brexit the beginning of the end in a real formal way. I think those are European elections we should watch. They are also, you know, I travel and people are saying the same things. It's the same globalists screwing up the same countries whether it's Germany, the Netherlands, France.
There's only a couple hundred of them. I mean, there's only five or six big organizations. It's a couple hundred guys. People always blame white people. There's a bunch of old white guys running around screwing at everybody, creating race war, creating division, and consolidating control, and then exempting themselves at the international level from the taxes, the regulations, and what we live under.
Right. And, you know, these European, the European Union, as an example, you know, who elected any of these people? United Nations, who elected any of these people? They don't represent me. They don't represent the European working man and woman. They represent the elites that put them in power, that gave them power over us. Nobody should have power over us unless we select them. These are self-determining countries. Everyone's entitled to their own form of government, whether they want a theocracy, a democracy, a republic. People have a right to self-determination within their boundaries, and we should respect that as a country. We should be an example, not an intruder in everybody's back door, but an example for what works. And for us, it does work. For others, it may not work for another 50 or 100 years. The idea of a globalist world today, we're just too diverse.
Well, I mean, we can have global nations working together and treaties and agreements, but not centralized secret groups that create global secret treaties that are all one-sided, that are totalitarian. We can't have a global government that's totalitarian. Certainly down the road, if people, you know, want to have shared values and shared communal agreements, that's natural, but not forced.
Right. And and that's not going to happen for 100 years, the way I gauge it. Now, when I say about what's coming, the big things, I think the Middle East, we've got to pay real close attention. The Obama administration and Hillary have been in. They're doing everything they can to get us in a major conflict and to keep us there. They're interested in reinvigorating the Cold War, which we do not need. We need to reassess our global relationship, certainly in the 21st century. But I don't believe most countries, maybe the exception of China, have an interest in crushing what's working. But the political philosophy of China is such that, I mean, I won't do business there, not at this point in time. But the Russians are changing. I do a lot of work in Russia. I spent a couple weeks there in Moscow and St. Petersburg this summer. And what I see, we have all these sanctions. They are a joke from my perspective. There's nothing in Moscow that you can't find from Western countries. Nothing. I don't care what it is. They're not working. It's counterproductive.
Well, you've been over there. All I know is I go on some of the top Russian shows, people that advise Putin, and they're just Americana. Renaissance, anti-New World Order. They seem to get that there's a real revolution against the New World Order. They first pioneered it, kicking the oligarchs out. They understand the chain reaction, and I think Russia's really excited. That's why the globalists are panicking.
That is exactly it. And I say the strongest economies, one of the biggest surprises in the world is going to be the Russian economy. Their ruble took a beating a few years ago, but you watch.
Putin wants to be the global leader in organic food. We're going with Monsanto and all this evil.
Yep.
They're going the opposite.
Yep.
Amazing. Let's take a few phone calls for Dr. Nick Baggage. EarthPulse.com. All his books are evergreen. You can read books he wrote 20 years ago, more important than ever. I want to get him back up in the new year. I've got to put in the computer on the, you know, in the calendar. Just remember, it's like a year goes by. Oh, we got to get Dr. Baggage on every few months. They'll do it. I want you to come on about ESP. I know a lot of studies have proven it's going on. Government studied it. I want to get, we all know about Sixth Sense. Tell somebody's looking at us. I want to get into that. I want to break that down with you in a full interview as well. Let's take some phone calls. We got Zach, Daniel, Ruth, Ben, Stefan, and others. Let's go ahead and talk to Ben in Nevada. You're on the air with Dr. Nick Baggage.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Ben.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
The man, the myth, the legend, Alex Jones. I appreciate everything you do. Veteran combat veteran in Iraq and Afghanistan. Do you think the AI that is in the house nowadays is actually mapping the inside of the house? We had this technology in Iraq. Before we'd actually breach a door, we could see the inside and where the people were located. Do you think they're using this technology to create a false representation of our homes? So when they introduce us into this virtual reality, that we are more accustomed to it because it's something that we're familiar with already?
What a smart point. They admit that these little AI systems we get to put in our houses or mapping our houses, they admit the police helicopters have this now. They're just not telling the cops about the systems being rolled out. They're 20, 30 years old. But Dr. Baggage, he has all the patents, you name it.
No, we're standing naked before our government. I mean, literally, there is nothing about you. There is nothing about any individual that they cannot monitor.
Microsoft Connect can see through three walls on average in your house alone. And Microsoft admits they're data mining all of it. You having sex with your wife, what you're saying in your dreams, it's beyond 1984.
Yeah. And again, when this was always sort of the plan. I mean, it's the ultimate marketing plan. When they can tailor everything to not just push you in the direction, whether it's politics or shopping. I mean, from their perspective, it's about delivering a message, convincing people that they're correct, and then making sure they get delivery. And they don't need to affect everybody. They just need to push the envelope just far enough.
They call it nudging.
Yeah, exactly right. And this is such easily accomplished.
And let's be clear. A lot of folks say, so what if they know what I want and put a dog food ad up because they hear the dog barking? Folks, that's only a small part. They admit it's controlling you, and then by stimuli, manipulating who you are.
Right. And you can do
you wouldn't want your wife to know all the stuff they know about you or your husband. This is crazy.
You know, and the thing about it is it's subtle. And some of it is really convenient. And so you sign on. But when you really analyze, what are they really gathering? And see, I think we have the opposite end of this privacy. I don't think data should be retained on anyone for more than the time it takes to dispute.
Absolutely, it should be destroyed each time. But they got laws saying you got to keep the data. We'll be back with Dr. Nick Begich and your phone call straight ahead. Great points, Ben. Amazing points.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We've got two more segments with Dr. Nick Begich, and then Leanne McAdoo is taking over. She's going to have former head of the Treasury, head of policy, former Wall Street Journal editor, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, to break down the unprecedented kicking out of Russian diplomats, closing of two Russian buildings, and Putin's response of saying, I'm not kicking any Americans out. Obama is a mean, basically brain dead, horrible person who just wants war. We're trying to create peace. So it's just incredible to see the arrogance of our elite. Also, we are self-funded by you buying products. That's roughly 70% of our revenue, maybe more, is InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's, again, non-GMO heirloom seeds or nutraceuticals. Free shipping store-wide until the 1st. And on top of it, 50 to 25% off the already discounted nutraceuticals. Supermel Vitality is about to sell out. BioTrue Selenium just sold out. Our Colloidal Silver sold out, as you know, on Monday. So we try to sell everything out with some of the biggest savings of the year at the end of the year so we don't have to pay the inventory. It's a business property tax is what it is at the end of the year. Just like car dealerships, you know, try to sell out of their cars. So some of the best deals, if not the best deals of the year, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, takes you right to the nutraceuticals, or you can call toll-free, 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. And these specials go right through the weekend until Monday when they end. Again, Dr. Nick Begich is our guest, taking your phone calls. Let's talk to Zach in Wisconsin. You're on the air with Dr. Nick Begich.
Hello. Hi.
Welcome. Matt? Go ahead. Thank you. Yes.
I would just like to say that why do you specifically think that Russian hacking is not a real thing? Because I think it is. Although maybe the MNH you say it is, I believe that they hacked it for Trump to win. I believe that Trump and Putin have something going on that shouldn't be going on.
Okay. I can barely understand you because of your phone, but what I'm getting from you is the communist Chinese openly said they were financing Hillary's campaign. The Saudi princess said they funded 20% of it. She's got a foundation with billions, most of illegal money. That's all admitted. She's got an illegal server discussing all these criminal actions, and all these foreign states reportedly were getting on her illegal server. That's what they're supposed to do. But to say the Russians, who have the GDP of Italy, controlled us. No, we didn't want Hillary anymore. Now, first they said these agencies said this, then Clapper came out, the head of all the agencies, and said, it's not true. We mean they influenced, not hacked. So what I'm saying is, in any way you slice it, it's changing the subject from the crimes they're committing. Dr. Begich?
I absolutely agree. You know, the fact of the matter is, whether the Russians hacked the Democratic Party's database or not, the reality is the Democratic Party was engaged in exactly what Bernie Sanders and Trump were saying. It's a rigged game. And it has been rigged, and all they did is prove it. Now, was it the Russians or some guy in a room sitting on a couch? I don't know. But I know this about our government. They packed every system they can get into in every country in the world and have influenced every political leader on the planet if they could, because that's our foreign policy.
Apple and Google admit they routinely hack millions of their own users. That's what all this stuff is. That's what this Amazon system you buy, Amazon Tap and Amazon Alexa, do.
Well, think about the Germans. How did they feel when they found out that we were hacking Merkel's phones? You know, think about this. The NSA was tapping all of our allies' phones. What is that about? And they're complaining about the Russians? We were tapping the phones of the heads of state, not some Democratic Party or some political party in some country. This is, I mean, it's calling the kettle black.
Right? It is preposterous to even claim this, knowing the whole system is designed as a giant grid. People just want to say the election is illegitimate. Let me ask you a question, Zach. Do you really think folks wanted Hillary? Do you really think that was a good candidate to run? Do you really think the Russians mind-controlled America, Zach?
I wanted her. I mean, I voted for her. I wanted her. I originally wanted Bernie, but he lost, I think, fair and square. But I voted for Hillary Clinton proudly, and I get it. There's a lot of things wrong with her. I could go on all day. There's a lot of things wrong with her.
Sure, but I'm saying it's everybody's hacking everybody, bro. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.